Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into the weeds on digitalization across the EU.
That's right. We're using the latest Digitalization in Europe 2025 edition report from Eurostat as our guide. It just came out.
Exactly. Think of this as your essential briefing. We'll pull out the key trends, maybe some surprising stats, and, what it all really means for Europe's digital journey.
And it covers so much ground, doesn't it? From basic skills right through to businesses using AI and how we interact with the government.
It really does. So let's unpack it.
It's great to have this kind of snapshot. It lets us see where things stand now, but also measure against those, pretty ambitious digital decade goals for 2030.
Crucial stuff for individuals and businesses trying to keep up.
Absolutely essential. Understanding these shifts is key.
Okay, first stop, digital skills. This feels foundational. The EU target is what, 80% of people with at least basic skills by 2030? How are we doing?
Well, the 2023 data, it's interesting. Over 90% of people use the internet weekly. That sounds high.
It does, but
But only 56% actually had those basic or above basic digital skills. So there's a pretty significant gap there.
okay. So being online isn't the same as being skilled online.
Precisely. Browsing social media versus, say, using online banking safely or creating digital content, totally different things.
Makes sense. And I imagine this varies quite a bit between countries.
Oh, definitely. You got the Netherlands and Finland really leading the way, 83%, 82% respectively. They seem to have embedded digital literacy quite well.
Okay.
But then, yeah, other countries have much lower shares. It really highlights the need for maybe more targeted efforts across the board.
And what about the people actually building all this digital infrastructure, the ICT specialists?
Right. Another key area. The EU wants at least 20 million ICT specialists by 2030, and better gender balance, too.
So where are we now?
In 2024, the report says there were just over 10 million. That's about 5% of total EU employment. And it has grown steadily since 2014, which is good.
But I sense a but coming, particularly on the gender balance point.
You guessed it. The 2024 numbers are stark. 81% male, only 19% female.
Wow, still that skewed.
Yeah. It's up slightly over the decade, but it's still a huge imbalance. Interestingly, you see higher shares of women in ICT in places like Estonia, Romania, Bulgaria, Latvia.
And lower in Czechia, Malta, Hungary.
Exactly. Suggests different cultural or educational factors at play nationally.
And it's not just individuals learning on their own, is it? Businesses must play a role in training too.
They absolutely should. In 2024, about 22% of EU businesses provided ICT training. Finland, Belgium, Denmark were doing quite well there.
Okay, 22% overall.
Yeah.
But I bet that figure hides a difference between big companies and smaller ones.
You're spot on. Look at large businesses, 73% offered ICT training. Compare that to SMEs, just 21%.
That's a massive difference. Really points to a potential challenge for smaller companies keeping up, doesn't it?
It really could impact their competitiveness down the line.
Okay, let's pivot then to how businesses are actually using these digital tools. The EU has targets for 2030 here too, right? Digital intensity, cloud, AI.
Correct. The goals are pretty high. Over 90% of SMEs hitting a basic level of digital intensity, and 75% of all companies using cloud, big data, or AI.
And basic digital intensity, how do they measure that?
They use the Digital Intensity Index, the DII. A basic level means using at least 4 out of 12 specific digital technologies. Things like having a decent website, using e-invoicing, maybe some data analytics.
Got it. So, how close are businesses, especially SMEs, to that 90% target?
Well, in 2024, 74% of all businesses reached that basic level. And for SMEs, it was 73%. So, progress.
Yeah.
But still a fair bit short of the 90% goal for SMEs by 2030.
And large businesses.
Oh, they're nearly all there, 98% at a basic level. And they're much more likely to be at very high or high intensity levels, too. SMEs tend to cluster more at the low or very low end.
That pattern again. And does this basic intensity level for SMEs vary across countries too?
It does, quite dramatically. You've got Bulgaria and Greece down at sort of 50-53%, while Denmark and Finland are up at 90-93%.
Huge range shows how uneven the digital landscape is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It underlines why you might need different strategies for different regions.
Let's talk specific tech. Cloud computing feels pretty fundamental now.
It really is becoming that. In 2023, 45% of EU businesses bought cloud services.
Yeah.
But again, look at the split. 78% of large businesses, only 44% of SMEs.
And what are they mainly using it for? Email, storage?
Yeah, the most common things are hosting email, storing files, and using cloud-based office software. Finland, Sweden, Denmark are leading the pack in adoption here.
Okay, and the big one everyone talks about, AI. How much is it actually being used by businesses in Europe?
It's definitely growing. The 2024 data shows over 13% of EU businesses used AI. That's up from 8% the year before.
That's a decent jump in 1 year.
It is, but yeah. Same old story. 41% of large businesses are using AI compared to just 13% of SMEs.
Still a massive gap. What kinds of AI are most common?
Things like analyzing written text, generating text or speech automatically, and speech-to-text services seem to be the most reported uses.
And the leaders in AI adoption?
Denmark, Sweden, and Belgium are currently showing the highest rates. Romania, Poland, Bulgaria are at the lower end. Probably reflects differences in, you know, skills, investment, maybe just awareness of what AI can do.
It's fascinating seeing those adoption curves. Okay, let's switch back to individuals. How are people using the internet day to day? Usage is super high.
Yeah, incredibly high. 93% of people in the EU use the internet in the last 3 months in 2024.
Wow. And what are they doing online?
Top activities are communication. So email, instant messaging, but also finding information. Online banking is huge now. Reading news, social networks, and looking up health information. Around 63% search for health info.
Online banking, that seems to have really taken off.
It really has. 72% of internet users did online banking in 2024. That's way up from 56% back in 2014.
Especially among the working age population.
Exactly. Particularly common for the 25 to 64 group. Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Latvia have the highest shares of users banking online. Shows growing trust and, well, convenience.
And online shopping, of course, that's just exploded, hasn't it?
Absolutely. A major shift. 77% of EU internet users bought something online in 2024. Compare that to 59% 10 years ago.
Convenience is king, I suppose.
And choice, price, all those factors. But again, there are differences. Netherlands and Ireland are up at 94-96%, while Bulgaria, Italy, Romania are lower, around 57-60%.
Does age play a big role?
It's most common among younger people, sure, but even over half of the 65 to 74 age group are shopping online now.
What's flying off the virtual shelves? Clothes?
Clothes, shoes, accessories, definitely number one. 70% bought those. Then you've got streaming, subscriptions, event tickets, transport, food delivery, booking accommodation, cosmetics. Quite a mix.
Any country quirks?
Well, so Cyprus, Bulgaria, and Romania seem particularly keen on buying clothes online, according to the report.
But it's not always perfect, is it? Do people run into problems?
They do. About a third of online shoppers hit a snag in 2023. More issues reported in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Spain, fewer in Portugal, Latvia, Cyprus.
What kind of problems? Late deliveries?
That's the most common one, yeah. Slower delivery than promised. Also, websites being tricky to use or getting the wrong thing or damaged goods. Things retailers really need to watch.
Okay, another tech trend. The Internet of Things, or IoT. Stuff in our homes connecting online.
Right. More and more common.
Yeah.
In 2024, 76% of EU internet users said they use connected devices or systems.
Like smart TVs.
Exactly. Smart home entertainment is the biggest category used by 67%. Then you have wearables like smartwatches, smart meters or lights, smart appliances, home security systems, all growing.
Which countries are adopting IoT fastest?
Ireland and the Netherlands seem to be leading the charge overall. Poland, Bulgaria, Romania are a bit lower on adoption.
With all these devices, what happens when they get old? E-waste is a huge issue. Does the report touch on recycling?
It does, and it's, well, a bit concerning. Critical for sustainability. The 2024 data gives a glimpse into habits.
So how are we doing with recycling old tech?
Not great, honestly. For desktop computers, only 50% got recycled. Almost 20% were just kept at home.
Just sitting in a cupboard somewhere.
Pretty much. Laptops and tablets. Even lower recycling, 11%. Mobile phones, same. 11% are recycled. And over half of old phones are just kept.
Wow. People really hang on to those old phones.
They do. Netherlands and Sweden do better with desktop recycling. Greece and Denmark with laptops, tablets. Greece and Czechia with mobiles. But overall, yeah, lots of room for improvement there. We need better systems, maybe more awareness.
Definitely. Okay, let's swing back to businesses one last time. Beyond the fancy tech like AI, what about their general online presence and activities?
Well, basic broadband access is almost universal, 95%. That's the foundation. And social media use keeps climbing. 61% of businesses used it in 2023, up from just 34% in 2014.
Mostly for marketing.
Marketing, customer interaction, recruitment. Large businesses use it more than SMEs, naturally. And online meetings are now really common, too. 53% of businesses use them in 2024. Again, way higher for large companies.
And letting staff access things remotely. Email, Documents.
Yeah, that's widespread. 81% provide remote email access, 69% for documents, 66% for business applications. Essential for flexible working.
How about businesses actually selling online, e-commerce from their side?
Growing steadily. 24% of EU businesses made e-sales in 2024. That's up from 17% 10 years prior.
Mostly through their own websites.
Primarily, yes. 21% sold via websites or apps. Only 6% used older EDI systems. Within web sales, 18% used their own site app and 9% used marketplaces. Some overlap there, obviously.
And the large versus SME split persists here too, I assume?
Absolutely. 46% of large businesses made e-sales versus 23% of SMEs. Lithuania, Ireland, and Denmark had the highest share of businesses selling online. Luxembourg, Bulgaria, Romania were at the lower end.
Does it make up a big chunk of their turnover?
It's becoming significant. E-sales accounted for 19% of total turnover on average in 2024, up from 14% in 2014. Again, much higher for large firms, 24% of their turnover, compared to 12% for SMEs.
Right. One final crucial piece for businesses online, security. How are they faring?
Well, ICT security incidents are unfortunately quite common. 22% of businesses experienced one in 2024. Finland, Poland, Malta reported higher rates.
Worrying. But are they taking precautions?
The good news is yes, mostly. 93% of businesses used at least one security measure. Though Greece and Bulgaria lagged a bit, while Denmark and Finland were near universal.
What are the most common measures? Passwords, backups.
Exactly. Strong passwords, 84%. Data backup, 79%. Network access control, 65%. Those are the top three.
Are they training staff on this?
About 60% are making staff aware somehow. Through voluntary training, compulsory training, or clauses in contracts. But only around a third actually have their security measures formally documented.
Room for improvement there, too. Okay, last topic. E-government. People interacting with public services online. The EU wants this fully online by 2030, right?
That's the target for key public services, yes.
Yeah.
Currently, in 2024, 47% of internet users use public authority websites just to get information.
So just under half. Any countries leading here?
Denmark, Finland, Cyprus show the highest usage, and it's most common among that core 25-64 age group.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, this deep dive into the Eurostat report paints a really detailed, maybe complex picture of digital Europe.
It really does. You see clear progress, high internet use, lots of online activity.
Yeah.
But also these persistent gaps, digital skills in the population, uneven tech adoption by businesses, especially SMEs.
And variations across countries, plus things like e-government use still developing.
Exactly. The EU's digital decade goals are ambitious. This data shows where the big pushes are still needed. Bridging that skills gap, helping SMEs adopt advanced tech, maybe improving e-government uptake and cybersecurity practices.
It definitely leaves you thinking. Considering all these trends, what do you see as the biggest opportunities, but also the challenges for people and businesses in Europe as this digital shift keeps speeding up?
That's the key question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do we leverage the progress while tackling the disparities?
And maybe for you listening, what role can you or perhaps your company play in this ongoing transformation? We really recommend checking out the full Eurostat report if you want to dive even deeper. It's a crucial landscape to understand. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.